Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Ketria Blad. Parashat Toldot, Week 6, Aliyah number 5. Jacob said to his father, "I am Esau, your firstborn. I have done as you told me. Now sit up and eat of my game, that your soul may bless me." Genesis 27, verse 19. Can the end justify the means? Rivka had more revelation than Yitzhak about what the Eternal thought of her two sons. She knew that no matter how much Esav was honoring his father, there were very unpleasant things within him from the Eternal's perspective, and he was not the heir of the promises. This is in Genesis 25, verse 23 and 34, Malachi 1, 2 and 3, Hebrews 12, verse 16, and Romans 9, verse 13. She knew that Esav's offspring were not going to be the bearers of the spiritual inheritance of the family, because he had married women from the people of Canaan. Chapter 26, verses 34 and 35. Therefore, when she found out that Yitzhak wanted to give Esav the blessing of the spiritual inheritance reserved for the firstborn, she plotted a plan so that Yaakov received the blessing by deceiving his father. Yaakov accepted the mother's plan because he sought spiritual matters with all his heart. Genesis 25, verse 27. Eventually, the Eternal allowed Yitzhak to be deceived and Yaakov to be blessed instead of Esav. The question that arises now is, did Rivka and Yaakov do the right thing by deceiving Yitzhak that way? Can the end justify the means? Rivka had said that if her husband found out that Yaakov was trying to deceive him and Yitzhak cursed him, the curse would fall on her. But Yitzhak didn't find out and didn't curse Yaakov, so Rivka didn't get a curse either. Then, was there only blessing in Yaakov's life for having deceived his father? Certainly not. The consequences of that deception were very grave for the whole family. First, this event brought hatred and homicidal thoughts in Esau's against his brother. To cause discord between siblings is one of the sins that the Eternal hates most. Proverbs 6, verses 16 and 19. This deception also caused 20 years of suffering in the Galut, the diaspora, exile in English. To our father Yaakov, he suffered all that time. Yaakov not only had to suffer the traumatic experience of losing contact with his family, not to mention his parents' grief, but also the big deception he was subject to by his uncle Laban, who made him marry a woman he didn't want to and changed his salary 10 times. It is true that Yaakov kept the blessing, but he, as well as his mother, had to undergo the serious consequences of having deceived Yitzhak. Only after being psychologically broken and physically harmed by an angel could he reconcile with his brother and receive the blessing legally. But if the Eternal didn't want Esav to receive the blessing, what Rivka and Yaakov did wasn't right after all? No, it wasn't. The Eternal is very wise and powerful enough to be able to change circumstances so His will is fulfilled on earth according to His eternal purpose. He could have fixed the situation in a different manner so that Yaakov received the blessing instead of Esav, which was his plan. But one who tries to help the Eternal through dirty, deceitful, and tricky means brings upon himself his displeasure and will have to pay a high price until he humbles himself and learns the lesson of never doing that again. No end can justify illicit means. All that a man sows, he will also reap. Be honest and love truth and never try to receive spiritual blessings through dirty means. In this way, you will avoid many years of exile, deception, and hard work. Shalom.